T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Ben, we're joined by a legendary dude. Joining us on the AA Best Bell Bonds hotline is one of the most athletic quarterbacks to ever play the game. He was a marketing genius. He's one of the GOATs, and we're happy to have him on. He's involved in the V7 Elite Playmaker Showcase Series this weekend at Lancaster High School, a showcase open to local middle school athletes and high school athletes. We'll give you more information soon. It's the mighty Michael Vick. How you doing, Mr. Vick?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Man, we're doing great. Thanks for taking the time to jump on and, you know, doing a lot of reading about you. We know that, you know, on your retirement, you dedicated a lot of your time and spent a lot of time helping young people's lives. So why don't you tell us what, you know, brings you to Lancaster to help out the folks around here?
Well, first off, I think Dallas has a tremendous market for players. I think the entire Texas area has a tremendous amount of talent. We wanted to bring the V7 Elite Playmaker Showcase to places where kids could thrive. They would be committed. They would understand what it was all about, what the showcase entailed, and you know, how they can come out and become better players. And that's what we want to do, continue to push the fact that competition is important and the game of football as a whole.
You know, it's interesting. You were in the news today as Tony Dungy was making comparisons to your situation and Colin Kaepernick. You've got a great relationship with Tony Dungy, correct?
Yes, I do. I have a great relationship with Tony Dungy. He's an awesome man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And you know, he's got a lot of great things to say about you. But he talked about, you know, Colin being in the situation where teams are kind of scared to touch him right now. Have you kind of made that parallel between the two of you? Do you give that much credence?
Well, I think our situations had two different dynamics in its entirety. But at the same time, it still touched certain barriers that people could relate to, and as far as understanding, it gives off mixed signals for whatever reason. But, you know, even with me, it was a controversial issue. I think Colin and myself, we both understand, you know, what the situation entails. And, you know, we know that it's going to be teams that's not going to want to, you know, reach out in the beginning. It just takes time. I think that heals all wounds and it heals everything. But at the end of the day, I think Colin Kaepernick can land a job. There's no reason why he shouldn't be playing. And I look forward to seeing him on somebody's roster, you know, at some point during the season.
You know, Mike, you said that time heals wounds. Have you found that, like, now when you're out in public and interacting with people, do you still catch flack from people about what you were involved in, or for the most part, it's mostly love in those situations?
Yeah, it's mostly love, man. People, they commend me for making a conscious effort to try to make amends. And I think when you go through something that's, you know, as catastrophic as my situation was, due to the fact that I was, you know, one of the top premier players in the league, then it's hard for some people to comprehend. It's still hard for me to understand and comprehend it, but at the end of the day, you just got to continue to live life and move forward and, you know, try to make, you know, the proper corrections as you continue to live your life.
Man, we are the official radio station of the Dallas Cowboys. You had 5 years, 5 seasons in Philly with the Eagles. That is a definite rivalry. What thoughts do you have on the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry in terms of how fiery it is with the fan bases?
That rivalry will forever live on. It'll never change. I think just as important that the Dallas and New York rivalry is just as big. But Philadelphia and Dallas is something that I think everybody, a game that everybody looks forward to. They mark it down on the schedule. You know it's going to be a battle. And it's just exciting to watch with all the new players that's coming into the league with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Carson Wentz, it just makes for a great matchup. So I look forward to watching those guys.
Are there other things? Talking to Michael Vick here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We'll give you more information about the V7 Elite Playmakers Showcase in Lancaster here in a second. But what other things do you want to get involved in the future? I mean, hearing you just kind of talk football a little bit. I don't know how much broadcasting interests you and those sorts of things. What all do you want to get involved in moving on?
Well, I think moving forward, I'm just trying to sharpen up my skills in terms of some type of broadcasting or maybe a sports analyst. I think I'd be good in that field. I just want to be sharp when I do it. I want to understand the game. I want to continue to get better, you know, just with my delivery. So that's why I'm taking the time now to be more involved in football, to have the showcases, be around kids, continue to coach, just so the language and the lingo is there. I already understand the game in its entirety as far as, you know, the ins and outs, offenses, you know, the dynamics of different systems. So, you know, it's about taking that and then delivering it so that people can understand it.
One of our colleagues, you know, heard you were going to be on the show, the great Jeff Cavanaugh, and he said, you've got to ask Michael Vick one question. What does it feel like to be the greatest video game player athlete of all time? Your digital character, the greatest video game weapon in the history of video games.
I mean, it's very impressive when you get that label. And Tecmo Bowl, which came out in 1989, if I'm not mistaken, had Bo Jackson and Walter Payton. But Bo Jackson was one of the best athletes on the game ever. And to be in that lineage, for people to even speak that, I think, you know, it's something I would be able, forever be grateful for. It's very gratifying to know that in sports, you made your mark somehow, some way. And, you know, I can forever be grateful.
Were you much of a video game player?
Definitely. I was always a video game player since the days of Tecmo Bowl, since I was able to understand what the video game was all about. And I think it was Sega Genesis at the time, or if I'm not mistaken, Nintendo, when it first came out. So, man, I've always been a gamer. I still play Madden to this day, and I look forward to the new one year in and year out as they continue to push the game.
Okay, so then obviously you played with your own character, and as you did that, did you think to yourself, man, this is pretty accurate, or did you think, man, come on, this isn't fair, they've got me too good?
I always thought it was pretty accurate.
Yes.
In terms of the speed, as far as my accuracy on the game, I think Madden could have done a better job. I guess it was more so about the athleticism than anything else. So it was a little give and take in there, and the athletic ability compensated for the accuracy. So, yeah, man, I was pleased with my attributes overall. Just couldn't play with myself for some reason. It was extremely hard.
Mike Vick on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So when you think about when you play Madden these days, what squad are you using?
The Oakland Raiders.
Really?
Why do you like
them? I
play
with the Oakland Raiders, and I play with Atlanta because those are two good teams, two good defenses. The Oakland Raiders, without the addition of Marshawn Lynch, even though Latavius Murray is still on the game, I can still utilize Derek Carr, Murray, Crabtree, just a bunch of guys who, you know, are explosive players. The defensive side of the ball, I think we can get better. But I think I'm going to start a league online in the next couple of months, so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
All right, talking to Mike Vick here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. In February of 2011, Dwayne Carraway presented you with a key to the city for the city of Dallas.
Yeah.
Couple questions here. Number one, where is that key today? Do you still have it? And what does it unlock when you have the key in your possession?
That key is downstairs in my game room. And those moments are precious. It's an accolade that I can never look at any different as far as what it means to me. I'm forever grateful. I think that key is a constant reminder of my good work, on and off the field, and being accepted into the city of Dallas, you know, anytime. I took it as a great gesture from the city. So I'm forever thankful for the administration who awarded me with that award, and I'm coming to unlock the door this week when I come in. V7PlayMakersElite.com. Sign up.
Right. That's awesome. V7 Elite Playmakers Showcase Series this weekend at Lancaster High School. Showcase is open to local middle school athletes, grades 5th through 8th, and high school athletes, grade 9th through 12th. Obviously, you've gone out of your way to work with young players. What do you think about how specialized things have become in terms of a lot of kids these days just focus on one sport, thinking their parents thinking that's the best way for them to make a high school team, and they stop playing multiple sports and they just focus on one sport. What's your take on that?
Well, when I was a junior in high school, I was faced with the same situation. I was a pretty good basketball player, but it all comes down to where am I really going to excel? And that, for me, it was football. I think any kid has to have a constant reminder you can only play one sport. In college and professionally to the best of your ability. I think I had a chance to play baseball when I was in college, and I just couldn't take on that responsibility because I felt like football would be my better opportunity. And even though it sounds good, it looks good on paper, I think to narrow your focus to one sport really helps you become identified in that sport.
Yeah, Mike, when you are involved in, you know, helping young, like what you're going to be doing this weekend, what percentage of it is on the field stuff and what percentage of it is this off the field stuff that obviously, you know, you had to deal with?
I think, you know, if I'm asking your question correctly, 75% of, you know, on the field stuff would be with the kids and trying to help them understand what being a great quarterback or running back or receiver, defensive back is all about, paying attention to detail, talking through with your coaches as far as, you know, how you can get better, technique, and just paying attention. I think a lot of it, you know, is off the field work too, as far as just talking to the kids, being able to relate, being visible, letting them know that you're approachable.
So, you know, one of the issues that U Sports is dealing with is with all this specialization, a lot of times that, I don't know, you know, who you worked with along the way, or if you had a really good quarterbacks coach helping you, or if you're just gifted naturally, or I don't know what your specific situation was, but a lot of kids these days get so specialized that these private lessons and tutors are kind of pricing out a lot of families that don't have the money to pay for that specialization. Is that one of the things you're focused on?
Yeah, my focus is to make it affordable, to get the top players to come out, and even not the elite or best of the best, so to speak. It's all about working towards getting to a certain level where you can say, okay, I'm satisfied, but I want to be better. But if my game is up to par, then I can play with good competition. And, you know, I think a lot of these guys out here, and I'm going to just be quite frank, are overrated. I've watched plenty of video on guys who are being trained, and I know kids that was coming out in the draft who went to see certain coaches and didn't even get drafted. I think it's all about, you know, who you work with, and that's where the respect level come in, because, like, not just to, you know, just to my own horn, but I feel like if I work with four quarterbacks coming out and of college and going into the National Football League, I give those guys a great percentage of getting drafted because of what I will instill in them, not, you know, from a, you know, off the field perspective, but what they're going to endure on the field as far as knowledge. So that's what I bring to the table. A lot of these guys have never really played the game, don't really understand it, and, you know, they're not teaching the basics and the fundamentals of what it's going to take for these young guys coming out of college to be premier football quarterbacks, you know, in the National Football League.
Well, Mike, we really appreciate the time, man. We want everybody to check out the website, V7ElitePlaymakers.com. That'll get you all the information if you want to be a part of the V7 Elite Playmaker Showcase this weekend in Lancaster. It's good for middle school and high school athletes, so grades 5 through 12. Make sure and check it out. Hey, thanks a lot for the time, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot. I want to say one more thing to all the middle school kids out there. I encourage them to come out because they can look at the high school kids as role models as well. It's a great platform for them, and they get to watch the older guys work. So I'm excited about this weekend.
Awesome, man. Hey, enjoy your stay in Dallas this weekend, brother.
All right, thank you.
There he goes, Michael Vick. He is a legendary figure. And you know what's really interesting about those sorts of things to me, Ben, is, you know, some people will never let it go. They hold a grudge, and I get it. There's things that I'm very stubborn about. I understand that. But the bottom line is he paid the price. He paid the price, and then after that, he did the right things after that. And that's what our society is supposed to be based on. And so I cut him his slack, and I give him his credit, He's done everything the right way since he made his mistake. He paid his price. What more are you supposed to do?
Well said. Well said. Absolutely agree. Michael Vick, great guest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.